There's a phrase called, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was a story called A Tale of Two Cities. And here from the book of Jonah, we could say it was a tale of Tarshish and a tale of Nineveh. But I kind of think of today as a tale of two callings and two responses to callings. You see, in the book of Jonah, which was one of the ones that really was important in my own calling because I kept resisting God, and Jonah kind of did the same thing. Jonah was called by God to go to the city called Nineveh and to tell them to repent, because if they didn't, 40 days from then, everything would be destroyed. Well, Jonah, he didn't want to go to Nineveh. He didn't want to have anything to do with that. So what did Jonah do? He went completely the opposite way as far as he could. He was on his way to Tarshish. But, you know, God can be pretty persistent when God calls you to do something. You may or may not have experienced this, but you may have as well. You see, Jonah, he tried to go the opposite way from where God wanted him to go. God wanted him to go over here to Nineveh. And Jonah was like, yeah, I'm going the other way. I'm running away. So what happens? He gets on a boat. Huge storm comes, right? They're fearing for their lives, everybody on this ship. And they finally say to Jonah, will you please pray to your God too? Because they're all praying to whatever they believed in to have the seas to calm down. And Jonah realized that God was kind of after him a little bit and said, you need to get rid of me, throw me overboard, because if you throw me overboard, then you'll be fine. And at first the guys, you know, are kind of shocked at this, but they said, what did you, you know, put on us? So anyway, Jonah gets thrown overboard and he gets swallowed. There's not an image here, but I don't know if I should do a spoiler alert today or not. I did it at Collamer and I heard the, oh. So a lot of people think he got swallowed by a whale. We'll just think of it as something very big in the water, okay? So Jonah gets swallowed and he is now in the belly of this great big sea creature. And as he's in there, he's actually praying to God. You see, he's praying and he's realizing that, okay, you know, maybe I screwed up, but you know what? I'm here now, so I can't do anything, you know? So he's kind of relieved. I don't have to answer God's call after all, because I'm in the belly of this great big fish, this great big whale, this great big sea creature, right? Well, with God, all things are possible. And what happens? Jonah gets spewed out of the fish, out of the great big sea creature. And lo and behold, God says, I'm going to give you another chance. So God tells Jonah, I want you to go to Nineveh, and I want you to tell them that in 40 days, if they don't repent, they're going to be in big trouble. And even though Jonah still doesn't want to go, God called him to do this. And after everything he had been through, he went ahead and he went to Nineveh. He didn't think anybody at Nineveh was going to listen to him. You know, it was a city that had a lot of evil. They were full of sin and everything else. And he said, who is going to listen to me? But he went anyway. He finally gets there. He tells these people what to do, what God's going to do. And believe it or not, they listened. They listened to what Jonah said. And so they did. They repented. And after they had repented, God shone favor on them and didn't do what God was originally going to plan to do. So here we have this tale of a call of a reluctant prophet, somebody who was reluctant to answer God's call. And then we jump to the Gospel of Mark, where all Jesus is doing, he's walking along the shores of Galilee, and he sees these men mending nets, fishing nets. Because that's how they used to fish. They take these big, huge nets, throw them out in the water over the side of the boat, and haul in whatever they could. And he tells them, come, follow me, and I will make you fishers of people, fishers for people. And they immediately got up, and they left their nets behind and they went with Jesus. What was it that Jesus had in front of him where they just recognized right away and they left their nets behind? And James and John, they left their father in the boat with some hired hands. They left him behind and they went and they followed Jesus. And life was never going to be the same. So what happens when we answer God's call? Are we more like Jonah, reluctant to go and do what God calls us to do? Do we struggle and fight, you know, like sometimes with little kids when they don't want to go to bed right away? They fight it like crazy, right? They fight to stay awake. They fight so hard. And sometimes they go kicking and screaming and wailing and everything else. But Jonah still answered God's call. Because God can be pretty persistent with us. God can keep getting the message to us, and sometimes we go through all sorts of difficulties before we finally answer God's call. Or we could be like those fishermen who sensed God calling and knew that if they left their nets behind, the world was going to be different. When we answer God's call in life, because all of us are called, we're called in different ways, and we may be called to do different things. But when we answer God's call, aren't we different than when we were before? Now, for some of us, it's totally leaving our nets behind. You know, for some, we have to sell our house and everything else to do what God is asking us to do. For some of us, maybe it's a slight change of what we have to do. But I want to share this little litany with you and then continue on with what I was saying. Here's an example. I'm going to be both players here, so here we go. Jesus is calling you to follow him. Well, we'd really like to, but we have too much to do right now. Can you check back later? Would that be okay? But see, Jesus sees your labors and knows your gifts. Flattery is not going to work on us. You know, we have bills to pay. We have work to do. We got too much on our plates right now. But Jesus is ready for you to come now. Well, you know, look, the stories are nice and all, but they don't really work for us. Have faith. Place your trust in Jesus. Well, everyone else seems to let us down. How can we be sure he won't do the same? He will prove his love to you with his life. Well, we didn't ask for that. Well, what will it take for you to trust him? Oh, we don't know. Trust is kind of risky. Then take the risk. Place your lives in his hands because he can handle all your problems. Can we really rely on him? Absolutely. Will he really guide us? Absolutely. Through bright days and dark nights, everywhere, all the time. And yes, he will not abandon you. Well, perhaps we can try. Don't just try. Go ahead. Follow Jesus. You won't regret it. You know, for some of us, it may not be easy to turn our lives over to God, to turn our lives over to Christ. But when we embrace Christ deep in our hearts, we do become someone different than what we were before. And when we live our lives for God, we are different than who we were before. Jesus is calling us to follow him. Jesus has good news to spread throughout the world. We are here in the city of Syracuse. There are so many people that need to know about Christ, need to know about God's love in this world. And yes, sometimes we struggle, and sometimes we don't sense God's presence when we're going through difficult times. But if you journey with others, and you hear their testimony through even the most difficult times, you hear how God is working through their lives. You hear their faith coming through. And when they answer God's call, It may not be a bed of roses. We know there's thorns on roses. But when we answer God's call, we are never the same. We have been chosen by God. We are blessed by God. All of us has gifts to share. All of us can make a difference. We think we're just one person. But Jesus was one, and he said, "Come, follow me, and I will teach you how to fish and be fishers for people." Are you willing to follow Christ in your life? Are you willing to embrace God? Or are you still kind of more like Jonah? Whether you are ready like the fisherman or whether you're like Jonah, Christ will never abandon you. And God will continue to be persistent and will continue to call you, because God doesn't give up on us. So let's not give up on God. Amen.